Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, and it seems like world-changing events happen all the time. Sometimes they are natural. Just look at the earthquake and subsequent tsunami in Japan last year. And sometimes they are human-driven, like the civil uprisings and regime changes in the Middle East. Well, my next guest has a new book that warns of the dangers of making our technology ever more complicated in a world where big things can happen. A complexity scholar and a systems theorist, Dr. John Casti is the author of a new book, X Events, The Collapse of Everything. Dr. Casti, welcome to WNYC.
Yeah, nice being with you today, Brian. Thanks for having me.
First, can you define the term X event?
Yeah, an X event is something like as you just mentioned, it might be a natural X event like an earthquake or a human-caused X event like a financial market meltdown, but it's an event that is rare, so it's very seldom encountered. It's surprising. It more or less hits us out of the blue, and it has huge social impact in terms of lives lost, money is having spent, and various other aspects of life that get changed.
And you're arguing that we are making catastrophic X events more likely by adding more complexity to all kinds of things?
Yeah, my book, X Events, basically the main theme is that we're suffering from a complexity overload, and almost every kind of major human-caused X event that I could think of, ranging from a collapse of the internet to disruption of global food supplies to nuclear outbreak, are all stem from too much complexity and being chased by too little understanding. The understanding is at a lower level, much lower level, and the gap is continuing to widen from the systems that we're trying to understand.
Let's see if one story that happens to be in the news today is a minor taste of the kind of thing you're talking about. Maybe you heard that a lightning storm brought down the Amazon cloud. That's the internet-based digital, the huge digital storage space that's called the online cloud that Amazon maintains for other companies. So Netflix, Pinterest, Instagram, they were almost completely debilitated temporarily by this storm. The New York Times reported the interruption underlined how businesses and consumers are increasingly exposed to unforeseen risks and wrenching disruptions as they increasingly embrace life in the cloud, that is, things being stored on the super servers that Amazon and a few other companies maintain, rather than being stored on our individual servers.
Mm-hmm. Well, the story that you've just told me, in fact, I just read about it myself on the internet an hour or two ago, is very reminiscent of what happened in Japan a year ago, the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear problem. In both cases, you had a natural event. In the Fukushima case, it was an earthquake. In the case today, it was a lightning strike that pushed a human system, the nuclear reactor in one case and the Amazon cloud today, over the edge. And the main, so I would, even though on the surface you might say, oh, this is a natural cause X event, it's not human-caused. I think that the real damage, the social damage part, is definitely human-caused because those Japanese, they knew that that area was earthquake-prone and tsunami-prone, and they didn't take any effective steps to deal with the tsunami. And so it's the tsunami that did the damage, not the earthquake. Mm-hmm. And in this Amazon case, it was not the lightning strike that did the damage. It was the fact that the system was set up with the protection mechanisms of too low level of complexity, and they didn't basically build in any kind of protection against this kind of natural event, which happens all the time. Lightning strikes are not unusual.
Another thing in the news today relates to something in your book. The Large Hadron Collider is in the news today because it's time for scientists to give the world an update on their research, and there is media buzz that they may have discovered the so-called Higgs boson particle or the God God particle believed to be responsible for creating mass during the Big Bang. Now, in your book, you warn that this research, besides giving us knowledge about the origins of the universe, maybe, could cause an X event. How so?
Well, in my book, there was a chapter devoted to what I call death by physics, and the X event would be playing with fire without actually understanding it. Again, by creating a device like the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva that is capable of creating various kinds of physical objects, namely these ultra-elementary particles, that we don't really totally understand. In fact, in some sense, this is the purpose of the Large Hadron Collider, to enable us to get better understanding. But there's the possibility, and I'll be the first to admit it, that I think it's a rather low possibility, but it's certainly not zero, that that Large Hadron Collider could create something that would sort of just suck the whole Earth up like a vacuum cleaner. And we would all disappear in a microsecond or two. I think that some people think of it as science fiction, but the physicists say, no, no, it's not science fiction. It's science possibility. And so this is, again, a case where you have large complexity, namely dealing with items that you don't really understand, like financial derivatives that banks didn't understand, capable of bringing down our whole system. So it's a situation that is certainly an X event that is waiting to happen. Whether it will happen or not, that's another issue.
So you see yourself and the book that you've written, you see your role as kind of the Paul Revere of potentially impending X events, even if they're highly unlikely?
Well, first of all, what I really wanted to do with this book was address the question, how do we characterize and measure risk when we don't have enough data to effectively use normal tools of probability and statistics? Because this is the methodology that's always used by risk analysts, probability and statistics, and look at a database of what's happened in the past. But how can you do that if you're talking about things that have never happened in the past, never happened at all? There's still plenty of risk to go around, and so I have outlined some answers to that question in my book that circle around the issue of complexity gaps, what I've just now been describing to you. And in the second part of the book, I give sort of mini chapters of 11 different kinds of X events, ranging from crash of the internet to a major global pandemic to a nuclear holocaust and a few others, like the Large Hadron Collider, as illustrations of what might happen. And in those chapters, I talk about a specific kind of X event, and I say, how might this happen? If it does happen, what will the impacts be on our way of life? And finally, what could we do today to try and take some steps to build in at least a few degrees of protection to survive that kind of an event?
So let's take our last minute on that. What changes are you recommending? Should we stop researching the origins of the universe, or what else should we do?
Oh, what we always have, and again, these examples in the book illustrate this, is two systems in interaction. The nuclear reactor system at Fukushima and the control system was supposed to keep us safe. And these two systems have changing levels of complexity as time goes on, and if the gap between the two gets too large, that gap has to be reduced. Otherwise, you're going to get an extreme event. And so either the high-complexity system has to be downsized in complexity, or the low-complexity system has to be upsized in order to reduce that gap. And I talk in the book about different ways of actually doing that, at least in theory. The problem in practice is that usually the high-complexity systems, the human systems, they don't want to downsize. Very often, the high-complexity systems are the power structures that are very comfortable and happy being high-complexity systems. And by downsizing, they think that they're giving something away to the low-complexity systems in some kind of zero-sum game. And I want to dispel that idea in my book, X Events.
Dr. John Caste, author of X Events, The Collapse of Everything. Thank you very much for joining us. We are duly
My
warned.
Pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.